All right, so we were on page Resh Samach Zayin, and Renounzer just told us that the Cheiris Olam of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim was not a physical freedom of bondage, but rather it was a spiritual freedom of bondage, that when Israel had reached a point of the 49th level of Tuma, they were mamish, mixed together with the goyim so much so the Chazal pasuk says that it's goyim yiker of goy, one nation from inside another one, meaning that it's mamish like one. They were mamish one people, and so that's the level of like tumah that they were on, and so basically that was a chiras that we'll never get again. Because Klal Yisrael throughout all the generations, despite all the physical travails and terrible suffering and exiles and all of that, still Klal Yisrael were always spiritually elite. They were always on a high level, doing Shomer Torah mitzvos, being moiser nefesh for the Torah. Again, we had nefilas. Sure, we had nefilas. There was large sections of Klal Yisrael where are gone today, but the Klal Yisrael as a whole was never back into that same spiritual abyss. Okay, now we're up to Tefillin Shel Rosh Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim B'Seichel. Okay, HaTorah Omeres, the Torah says, V'ayah lecha lo'ois al yadecho v'lizikaron b'en yadecho. It should be for you a sign, that is Tefillin, should be for you a sign on your hand, and for a memory between your eyes. A memory, okay, or a remembrance, better said. Because with a strong hand, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So when we wear tefillin, the tefillin shel yad is a sign on our hand for Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, yad chazakah. But the tefillin shel rosh is supposed to be a remembrance for us that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, yad chazakah. So what exactly does this mean? So he says, Klomar, that is to say, Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, Mehavim Ot V'Zikaron Al Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Like we just said, the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh represent, or they are, a sign and a remembrance for Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Madu Yisorch B'Shnei Otot. Why do we need to have two different ones? Gam Al Yad V'Gam Al Rosh. Also on the hand and also on the head. Why do we need two? Madu Ein Dai V'Achah Bozachaz. Why isn't it enough to have one tefillin? Is there two? Mevur b'Shulchan Aruch, and it's explicit in the Shulchan Aruch. It's explained in the Shulchan Aruch. Shnei haotot. I think it should be. I think it's a mistake here. It's missing a tough. B'shnei haotot. These two signs nichutzim. They are required. They must be. Kedei la'ashabed la'avodas Hashem. In order to subjugate to avodas Hashem, our moach, our brains, our minds, megam et halev, and also our hearts. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the way to approach davening and avodas Hashem is to put on first tefillin shel yad, then tefillin shel rosh. You're meshabed yourself. You are subjugating yourself, these two areas of yourself, the heart and the mind, to service of a God. Tefillin shel rosh keneged hamoach, sheyad keneged halev. The tefillin shel rosh is obviously corresponds to the mind or the brain. And the Tefillin Shel Yad corresponds to the heart. Aval afshar sheish gam tzivah nosefet tzivui haTorah laniyat tefillin gam al harosh v'gam keneged halev. It could be that there is another. This is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is the, you know, maybe pashup shot. But says Renan, so it could be that there is another explanation of this. Why we need also the heart and also the head. Kedei l'ramezlan, in order to hint to us, sheyitzias Mitzrayim yisod le'emunaseinu mishtei bechinos. That yitzias Mitzrayim is the foundation of our faith in two different aspects. Also in terms of our intellect, and also in our emotions, as well. When it comes to the aspect of intellect, we saw in Mitzrayim that Hashem is kol yachol, able to do everything. He takes blood and he takes water and turns it into blood and turns it into water, or lechoshech, light into darkness, choshech leor, darkness into light. V'chein kol sha'ar moftim ha'gedolim sh'ra'inu b'mitzrayim. And so to also the other signs, the great signs that we saw in Mitzrayim. Im ken, and if so, ha'seichel mechayim. Our intellects obligate us. Shakarish Baruch Hu manhiga olam. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the leader of the world. V'shel ha'teva ein shum mashmaot. And that to nature there is no... There's nothing to it, nothing to nature. There's no mashmaon is like an implication, but like what? Right, an inference, right? But over here, it's more like meaning, like meaning. There's no meaning. There's no meaning to nature. There's no significance. No significance to nature. As the Ramban writes, the famous Ramban, from the great miracles and the explicit and public miracles that happened in Mitzrayim, a person admits or acknowledges about the hidden miracles that we have in our lives. And that is the foundation of the entire Torah. This is a very, very famous line. She'ein, with cats, always quotes this line. So much so that Rav Rachamim has a picture of cats in his house, like a very fancy, like printed on glass, like a really like fancy thing. And under it is this quote. Ein la'adam chelek b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. A person does not have a portion in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad she'na'amin b'chol dvareinu mikreinu. Until he believes that everything that happens to us and everything that occurs, kulam Nisim, everything is a miracle. Ein bahem teva u'minago shel olam. There is no such thing as nature or just the custom of the world, the way the world works. It ain't no such thing. And if you don't believe such a thing, you have no chelik in Torah's Moshe. Wow, it's pretty powerful. That's the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo. Very famous Ramban. Okay, so Tefillin Shel Rosh, it corresponds to our intellect. It corresponds, and we're talking. It says in the pasuk that Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are both zecher letzias Mitzrayim. So what is the, you know, why do we need both? So again, the Tefillin Shel Rosh is to remind us that intellectually we are compelled to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything that happens in the world comes from Hashem. We're compelled to that because we saw the miracles in Mitzrayim, like the Ramban said in Parshas Bo. That's intellectually, okay? That's intellectually, but... Tefillin Shel Yad, Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim Balev. The Tefillin Shel Yad is the Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim in our hearts. So says the Rav Nemtzel. Uma Tefillin Shel Rosh, corresponding or paralleling maybe, the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Shehem Os Al Yom Al Hayot Yitzias Mitzrayim Yisod Lemunaseinu Mitzad HaSeichel, which represent to us the fact that Yitzias Mitzrayim is the foundation of our faith from the side of our intellect. The Tefillin Shel Yad, they represent for us a sign about the foundation of our amuna and emotions, in our emotions. How so? Because since Hashem saved us from that terrible subjugation that we were suffering in Mitzrayim, behold, it comes out that we are therefore obligated to feel a tremendous debt of gratitude towards Hashem. That he saved, that he took us out. And this feeling of gratitude that we have towards Hashem obligates us to serve him. Of course, it's not only because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim that we have an obligation to recognize the good that Hashem does for us. Every single thing that Hashem does and creates is on us to recognize. The fact that you're breathing right now is enough to warrant us to have hakaras hatov to Hashem, to obligate us to serve him. So it's not just Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'll call kos mayim anu tzachim levaresh hakol nevaron. Every cup of water, we need to say thank you, Hashem, and that everything that He created everything. Bechein, every cup of water, right? Bechein, bechein I'll call davar v'davar, and so on. Everything Hashem notein lano that Hashem gives us. Avah bechol zos. However, despite this, even with this. It is Mitzrayim. He is so gadol ba'akaras ha'tova shalanu. It is Mitzrayim. That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That is a tremendous foundation in our gratitude towards Hashem. Sha'ayinu avadim merudim. Because we were slaves, lowly slaves, or they were throwing our babies into the Nile River. They did to us whatever they wanted. And Hashem in His mercy guarded us even in Mitzrayim. They were not successful to destroy all of our children. And they also took us, and Hashem also took us out from Mitzrayim to a freedom forever. Therefore, the Torah commands us to put on tefillin also on our heads, corresponding to the seichel, and also on our hands, to the heart. That is that also in our intellect, we should understand and remember the lessons learned in Yitzchias Mitzrayim, and also in our feelings, we should feel a debt of gratitude to the one who redeemed us and to, from the slavery into freedom. And then both together create a foundation, a solid foundation to our emunah in Hashem and our service towards Him.